Moving on now on this busy morning, Israel says it has withdrawn most of its forces from the Gaza refugee camp that it entered nearly a week ago, looking for Palestinian militants and weapons smuggling tunnels. But an Israeli military official says efforts to uncover the tunnels will continue in the camp called Rafah. During what was called Operation Rainbow, numerous Palestinian homes were damaged or destroyed, leaving many families homeless. NPR's Julie McCarthy went to Rafah's Tel Sultan district to survey the damage.
Driving into the camp, vast agricultural plots look as though they've been plowed under. Damaged greenhouses lean to one side on the verge of collapse. Residents pick through what remains of their potato and onion fields. Further into the camp of wide streets and 24,000 inhabitants, other residents dig out from the damage. Asphalt has been turned into chunks of debris. Some roads are unpassable. Residents say bulldozers tore up the streets and parts of the camp and damaged the sewage system. The local municipality said this morning, however, that much of the water supply has been restored to Tel Sultan, though parts remain without electricity. With the area now open, trucks ferrying relief supplies are trundling in. At this depot, volunteers unload food packets of rice, sugar, and cooking oil for residents. Down the street, Mohammed Abed sits in the shell of his home. The front was sheared off. The second floor bedroom is now nothing more than a thin ledge exposed to the open air. A chest of drawers is perched there, curiously undamaged. A clock atop the bureau still tells the time. 42-year-old Madia says she lost all track of time the past week. The mother of eight, who does not want her last name used, invites guests through what she says is a new entrance to her home, a gaping hole in the side of a wall.
See? They use the bulldozer to go through the wall.
Madia says all 24 members of her family took refuge in a large bathroom to avoid the shooting. Then she says the troops entered.
And they ask us, why you are afraid? Why you are afraid? Why you in the bathroom? Because it's the safety place. You're shooting all around the house like this.
The walls bear the scars of bullets. She says the family was put in one bullet-ridden room. And when she emerged, she said she found the hard drive of her computer ripped apart, jewelry missing, and a washing machine into which she said soldiers had poured tuna oil.
We are human beings. What do they think? They think we are animals? No. And the people who think that way, they are animals.
An Israeli army spokesman said troops take up positions in Palestinian homes during operations, but said soldiers have explicit instructions to return the house to its previous condition. He denied any allegation of indiscipline among the troops. While residents insist their neighborhood had no gunmen, the Israeli military says troops were engaged in firefights. Defiant music blared across Tel Sultan at services mourning the dead. Jasser al-Shaher buried two sons, 18 and 20, yesterday. He acknowledged both were members of the militant group Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. He said, "Our sons are our nuclear weapons," and added, "There is nothing for us but resistance." At the close of its operation, the Israeli military said the dead included what it termed 40 armed terrorists and 14 innocent residents. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.